Hey everyone, this is Bree Hollingshead from Paranormal Road Trip and with Bree, and you're listening to Paranormal Triangle with Jay Hill, Kelly Schaefer, and David Taylor. So sit down and tune in because this is going to be good.
Hey, hey.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey.
Welcome.
Hello,
welcome
everyone.
Everybody to another episode of the Paranormal Triangle. Dun, dun, dun.
The Paranormal Schmeimangle.
Yes. I don't know.
So,
we're getting pretty popular.
So yeah,
I know.
We're working on it. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this topic, whatever Dave has in just a minute, but yeah, it's good seeing you guys.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah.
And if I can, before we get into anything, a friend of mine, Sam Bellatrusis, went through something really bad this last week. The apartment above his caught on fire.
Oh.
And then the sprinklers went off in his apartment. So he had a lot of historical documents and things like
that. Oh, God.
But there is a GoFundMe page. You can go onto Sam's page and find the GoFundMe. And if any of you can just, you know, whether it be like $5, $10, or whatever you can do to help him out, because he's not going to be able to be in his apartment for like 2 months. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. Red Cross is helping him out now. But if you can help out in any way, please go out and help Sam, because, you know, everybody really comes together in this community when some things are going wrong.
So, yeah,
I did share that link, to
awesome.
His
thanks, page.
Did you share it on the group page?
Yes. I think I did. I don't remember.
But no, you can. I know.
Yeah, I know it's on Studio 6 page. So
okay, good.
Yeah,
yeah. I just want to let people know, even if they haven't been on the pages or anything like that, if you can, whatever. I know times are hard for a lot of people, but you know, if you can just share or whatever, that would be really
sharing's really contributing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And I'd like to note that on our group page, it's for discussion of the paranormal, not posting of events.
Yes.
I've had to delete like 5 of them already.
I had somebody on my page today, like, hey, if you jobs are available. And I was like, did you not read the stuff? Like, delete. Sometimes it can be really hard running the page, but I don't trust anybody else to run the page but myself. So
agreed.
Yeah, great.
Like
it's great that you want to get people jobs, but please put that on your own page. My page is for people to promote and discuss the paranormal.
Are they going to give me a job where I can sit on my ass and do nothing and just play online and play in the paranormal? That would work for me, actually.
I mean, like what I do with my new with my new stand-up arcade machine that I got.
Oh, yeah. Did you disconnect the quarters, or are you making it a piggy bank too?
No. It does have the front facade of, you know, of where you can put quarters in, but there isn't like any like gathering thing. It's just like a thing. I'm kind of disappointed because it doesn't light up, because if it did light up, it'd look like even cooler. But the great thing about this is that, so when I did purchase it, I thought it was only like Miss Pac-Man and Galaga, but no. It's got Miss Pac-Man, it's got Galaga, it's got Dig Dug 2, it's got Galaga 88, Galactia, and then it goes down into some of the games that I didn't really like see before or probably haven't played, but there's like 15.
Is there
games.
Asteroids?
No.
Damn it.
I have to buy another machine for that.
Damn it. I liked Asteroids. That one gave me anxiety.
It was funny because Kate was just like, what are you doing today? And I was like, not now, Kate. I'm in the zone. And I was playing Galaga. And I've had it for a few days, but today I was just really on Galaga, and my high score before was like 53,000. Yeah. And I got up to 83 today.
Wow.
Oh, nice going.
Wow. I know. Those are achievements for those you need to post about.
Most of the listeners and don't know what this game is, Galaga and Ms. Peck. We're old. These are games, he's talking about Dick Dug too. You know, and it's games like that that, you know, when me and Dave were younger, we would spend a lot of time in arcades.
Hey, yeah. Dave and me BS? I did it too.
Kelly, did you have the bangs that were in the air, or did you have the bangs
that
were
down? I had the bangs in the air.
That's so awesome.
I had Farrah Fawcett hair at one point.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. That's so great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had
arcades were the places, children. Oh, that's where you like to hang out.
Yeah. Aladdin's Castle was one of my favorite places. We had pizza one parlors. In a mall. Yeah, we had one in a mall that we would go. I would take my skateboard and skateboard through the mall because that's when you could do that. And it was awesome because you could get some great speed on some of those streetways.
Oh, yeah.
The good times in the 80s of being a kid and a teenager.
Yeah, because I tried my best to put it together, but it was above my pay grade. So I had to bring the Geek Squad out to put it together. But they did a great job. They were incredible. And it was right there. And as soon as it turned on, I immediately transformed back to when I was like 14 years old. Yeah. And I was like, this is the greatest thing. And I sent a text.
Up and down.
Yeah, I know. I sent a text to my brothers, you know, and my brother Donnie texts back first and he goes, well, where's the golden tea? And I was like, well, they're sold out of that because I wanted to get golden tea, but they didn't have that available. Yeah. But golden tea has like a bunch of games in it. Also, it's got like Silver Strike, the bowling game, which is really great.
Oh, that's a fun
And I was like, well, that's next, Donnie. And then Bill texted and he goes, is that in your house? And I go, why? Yes, it is. And he was like, has Katie been able to drag you away from that? And I go, nope, not going to happen. So, but she's been playing also, and you know, she's about 5 years behind me. So she didn't spend a lot of time in arcades. She does know what it is. So, and I was trying to teach her the pattern for Miss Pac-Man, which for some reason, I do not know why I remember it, but it came back. It came back like this.
Muscle memory.
Like, I can remember that, but I can't remember how to do calculus.
And you don't remember why you went into the bathroom either.
For sure. What, in the arcade with a girl or no?
I forced myself to remember why I went in rooms.
Yeah. All right. David, it's your turn.
Here we go.
To pick.
All right.
Here we go.
So let's talk about haunted locations tonight. Ooh. Haunted locations. And let's each of us, I know we're Kelly and I know you and I are you know, side states, and Jay, you're up north a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I want to go through kind of like,
what do we want to do on this one?
The top five places that you kind of think like in your area or where you've been. Cause I know where we travel. I know where we travel and stuff like that. So do you want me to start out with my top five?
It's your topic. Yep.
All right. So let's kind of do that, and we'll just kind of have a like brief thing of kind of like the places we are, and then people can comment about the places.
Okay.
So here's my top five, and I've had the pleasure.
We have to have five.
Well, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Whatever you have.
Let me get my pen and paper out.
No, oh, geez, and rice, I'll tell you. So number one for me is Haunted Hill House in Mineral Wells, Texas.
Really?
It was an absolutely one of the most scariest places I've ever been in my life. You know, from seeing the shadow figure outside, looking through the blinds of where I was in there, to the massive bang that we heard with two separate groups, one upstairs, one downstairs, both experiencing the same thing, to me sleeping the second night there with the lights on. And that's a big thing. I was scared to death there. Do you guys know about the Haunted Hill House?
No, never been.
Oh man, it's.
But I just made a list that has it on it.
Okay. Yeah. No. You know, I got choked there when I was there. Attacked. Wow. You know, it was just one of those places that really, really kind of let you know of what's going on in the paranormal world if you don't understand what you're doing. And I'm a person that kind of knows what I'm doing. I'm not saying I'm an expert. I'm not saying I'm a dummy.
What did you run into? What did you run into it that made you feel like you were above you were not in your pay grade?
It was, you know, Kelly, it was just one of those things. As soon as we got in the house, and I was there with some pretty powerful women, the Ghost Hunter girls.
Oh, and they're lovely. I love them.
Yes. And as soon as we got into that house, everybody just went to, and it's called the scratching room because it's where thousands of scratches have been documented. It's where everybody gets scratched. I forget the name of who's really kind of bad in that room, but, and I've been on many investigations with like Patty Negri and Christy and Alicia and, you know, Sarah Garcia, you know, and, you know, and Natalie. And when we were in that room, we were all just right there, and Patty's face changed. It just changed. And Patty is normally like, everybody, it's okay. It's, you know, it's a grumpy ghost and stuff like that. And she looked at Alicia with a face that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And we all had to go outside. And then we were deciding about where we were going to go. And Toby is the grumpy ghost there, or the happy ghost that just bangs everything and does things like that. And so everybody else was up, and I was really tired from travel. So I went to bed about 9 o'clock on a Friday night. I was just tired. I just, you know how travel is.
Yeah.
And so I was going to sleep in Jacob's room, but then switched, and Sarah was going to sleep in there. Christy and Alicia were sleeping in, I guess it's called kind of like the clown room. And then Natalie was sleeping up in Toby's room, which was upstairs, which is absolutely freaky. And Patty was sleeping in the room. And it's called the suicide murder room because a woman killed a man in there in the bathroom and then shot herself. And they've dug stuff out of the bullet holes, and they have the matter, and it's totally proven, totally documented.
Ooh.
So that night when I was sleeping there, I was sleeping on the right side, and like the room I was sleeping in, and I know everybody can't see this, but it's just a long row of windows, not like a huge bay window, but just you know,
kind of like a summer room.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like a lanai or
you open up all the windows and you get the airflow. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And so, but the blinds weren't closed all the way.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And so I'm sleeping there and sleeping, and I'm just kind of waking up because I just feel like,
please something... tell me there wasn't a face outside the window.
Oh, absolutely.
No, fart.
Yeah, old fart was right because I saw that and it was just like, okay, relax.
And were you on the ground floor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better than being on the second floor having a face outside the window.
So then I turn over onto my left hand side, and that's the side that I tried to sleep on for the rest of the night, even though I was like completely freaked out. And then the sun's coming up, and I'm just I'm just sitting there and it's like 7 o'clock and I'm just like listening to a podcast and just going like that. And I don't hear anybody like up. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. Yeah. And finally I go in, everybody's like, oh, David, we thought you were just sleeping late. I go, what happened last night? They're like, what do you mean? I go, I heard things being dragged over the roof. And if you've ever been to the Hell House, there's two rooms that are on the outside, Jacob's and the porch, and the roofs are slanted, so there's no rooms over top. Right.
Is it the Hell House or Hill House?
Haunted Hill House.
Haunted Hill House. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Not the Hell House.
So Hill House.
Yeah, in Memberwell's
town. My last name.
Yeah. And yeah, JD. So went in and everybody's having coffee and there's like a nerve center in the kitchen there.
Yeah.
And so Alicia and Christy were going, you have to see what just happened in our room. And so they came out to have coffee and the owners were like, well, let's just put down some, you know, baby powder in the room. And I have pictures that I can send you guys because this freaked me out. And
you should post them on the group page.
Oh, well, I will.
Okay.
And so when I went in there, there were two footmarks. Okay.
That
were next to each other in the baby powder, but they were both left feet.
Oh,
it wasn't.
Hold on. I have an explanation for that.
Yes.
And I can't remember what period of time it is, but there is a period of time where the shoes were not left and right. You just put a shoe on and that was it. So you could have had somebody that had that kind of a shoe going on.
Okay, but it wasn't shoe prints, it was footprints. Yes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes. Never mind.
Never mind. <Yeah.
laughs> You know, and then the following nights, I mean, there's an investigation going on upstairs. There's one downstairs. We had gone into the murdered suicide room and things were kind of getting crazy. Like the mel meter was, or the EMF meter was just going up. We were getting spikes of like 60, 70. We were on from 1 through 3. We're on through 1 from 100. I always like to use that a little bit more to see exactly how much energy is actually going through. Because if you go through 1 through 3 and it spikes, it means it's going to spike even more.
Right.
And so there was somebody in the bathtub that was in there. And I was like,
that was a live person in the bathtub?
Yes, a live person in the bathtub of where this murder-suicide took place. I was like, everybody's like, get out, get out, get out. And I was like, okay, you know what? Here we go. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go in and see what the readings are. Oh, and wow. as soon as I got in there, throat chopped.
Oh,
felt like I was being
really
chilled. Yeah. I got pictures of it, of the redness around my neck.
I saw those.
Yeah. Went outside. Everything kind of calmed down. Then we went into Jacob's room. And that's when all hell broke loose. So there's the people upstairs. There's up. There's us downstairs. We had a person who is hearing impaired, deaf, that was there with his daughter who was signing for him. And Natalie, at the same time as what we were doing, so Alicia was doing spirit dice, Christy was kind of channeling, and things were just getting really wild. We were getting a lot of stuff on the EMF. We're getting a lot of stuff through Spirit Box, you know, Ghost Detector, whichever app that we had out, we had everything going. And upstairs, they were asking. Downstairs, it was very chaotic. Upstairs, it was very, very gentle. They were asking if somebody could make a noise or bang on a wall to make sure that that Joseph could feel it. He was holding the wall. Okay. Yeah. So then all of a sudden we hear just this bam, right? And we're freaking out downstairs because we have one version of what's going on. They have another version of what's going on upstairs. So me and one of the other guys go out and he had a camera. We go outside to make sure that there's nobody like throwing stuff or anything like that. And there's no big rocks that are on top of the roof. And I go upstairs with Natalie and Patty and they're like, oh my God, it was so beautiful. They did that for Joseph. I go, wait till you watch the video of what was happening downstairs. Cause it was not that. But that was up in around Toby's room. And just, I mean, that place, and you can go to Haunted Hill House on Facebook, and they have everything every night that's going on there. That is the most haunted place I've ever been. I'd love to go back, because I don't feel, even though I was attacked, I don't feel that it's evil in any way.
Oh no.
It's just really kind of
they're
like
dealing with their reality in the way that they have to deal with their reality.
Right. Sorry for taking over 10 minutes, but it was an intense experience, man. It was really
Dave. Come on, so man. Just,
I was gonna say, you're gonna have to move the list of five along, or this is gonna
We're gonna go two.
What's number two? List off the next four.
Two is Hinsdale House, three is St. Albans, and four, probably the North Carolina, USS North Carolina.
And that's interesting. You've got a naval ship in there. I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that? What?
Hinsdale House?
No, not that one. I was thinking the ship.
North Carolina. Just, I mean, so for how decorated of a ship it was, in 43 battles and only lost five personnel, and the five personnel were from a torpedo hit, and it was at night. There was one person that was on the deck that was right above where the torpedo hit. There's two people in the showers and two people that were getting out of the showers and just like engulfed people in flames. But that whole ship just has a whole lot of things. There's some really great experiences of that I've had there of, you know, I was walking into there's one part there of where there's bunk beds and then there's like the mess hall and there's showers. Mm-hmm. I was walking in there. And this guy named Pops, he was in the medical quarters and Christy was at the end of the hall. And this is really funny because I get into there and I hear these racks just go rank, rank, rank and rah or something like that. I don't know what it was, but I turned around. Okay. And I was running like a little person with my head down, because if not, I would get my head bonked.
Yeah. Right?
And I run by, okay, I'm a big man, but I'm still kind of fast. So I'm doing like a 4.3 and like a 40-yard dash to get out of there. Right? And so Pops, he hears me go, oh, shh, you know, whatever. And I'm running and he's at the doorway and I kind of see him. And Pops goes, who dat? Right? And so Chris goes, David, stop. And so this was what was really cool at the end of it. So we go back, all three of us. And then Christy goes, hey, guys, I'm going in the shower right now. I don't know if there's any men in there, right? And on an EVP, you can hear.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Very nice.
It was so great. And it just like kind of justified everything like that.
But, very nice. That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of my, like my top four of what I have. And, you know, I'm going to be able to experience a lot of other places. I guess number five is Clifton Theater up in Huntington, Pennsylvania. That's the one
you just did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going back next month also.
Are you really? Oh, far yeah, out.
I know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nice.
Jay, what about you?
Nice. Top five. I guess Stanley Hotel.
Okay.
You want to go back to Stanley so bad.
Stanley. Yeah,
Stanley.
Colorado.
Colorado. I've been there twice.
Oh.
And the first time I was there, I had this was probably 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And knowing that the gifts that I have, you know, I knew it back then, but I didn't guard myself or do anything. You know, I wasn't investigative like that, but I was still infatuated at that time. You know, I knew that the paranormal was around me. So when I got out of the car in the parking lot of the Stanley Hotel, I was already kind of weak. And I was like, okay, this is odd. I got in the building to just kind of walk around, and I walked in the piano room, and down I went on my knees. I mean, I like my legs gave out. Wow. I thought I was going to pass out. I was like, well, the energy in there was so intense that that it took me a minute to compose myself. So back then I had disposable cameras and I was taking pictures everywhere. And, I had a lot of weird feelings. I thought I'd see something out of the corner of my eye, but I had all these emotions and different feelings, and it was a great place and I loved it. So when I got the film developed, we went to the second place we went to, the person I was with, we went to the next room, and that's where the billiards room was. And there's a big, huge mirror on top of the.
Not a mirror. No,
I hate mirrors.
It's a big mirror. Big mirror on top of the of this mantle of this fireplace.
I'm out.
So you survive people outside the house. You can do a mirror.
So when I took the pictures, okay, and I was the only one in the room. Well, later on, I got home and I developed the film and everything. And standing behind me was Stanley.
Wow.
He was.
Wow.
With the beard and the whole nine yards, he was just over my left shoulder, and I got it, and it was a little grainy. It was kind of fuzzy, but I knew it was him.
Okay.
But it was just like, okay, and then I proceeded to develop more film, and then I get to the stage area. Okay. Now, back in the day, there was a lady that fell through the floor, and one of the maids in one of the upper rooms, because of the fact that it was some type of explosion or something in the ceiling, I don't know if it was a gas or whatever, but she fell through. She lived, but there was a lot of different activity going on in that ballroom. Okay. I was standing on the stage, and when I developed the film, there was a mist to my left, and there was a mist to my right.
So cool.
And there was, you know what spaghetti mist is? What it's like David does. Yeah. You know, it looks stringy,
just a little,
Misty mist.
It looks like spaghetti. It looks like it's got the shape of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had that right above me. So I was kind of like surrounded with this, and I felt really weird. And So after that, we were on this trip in Estes Park, and we were going to, staying at a couple different places. So my whole trip was haunted. My whole vacation was haunted.
Wow. Oh, sounds like a great vacation to me. Yeah,
So we stayed at this cabin called Allen's Park, Colorado. And it's just a bunch of cabins in the woods. And there was one part that I was, this is kind of funny. So we get the keys, we get the keys to this place.
I'm not interrupting. I have a picture in my mind. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. So we don't have the keys yet. So when I got the code for this little box that's supposed to be outside the door. Okay. It's dark. It's like 2 a.m, and I'm sitting there and I'm putting in this code and nothing's working. And I'm like, what is going on? Where is this key? And I'm freaking out thinking, okay, at that point I turn into a comedian and I'm like, okay, I don't really feel like getting eaten by a bear tonight. So I was trying to delude myself with some humor.
Cocaine beer.
Right.
Yeah. So leather face Jason.
So
Michael Myers.
All those things probably went through my head at one point when I'm trying to put in this code, right? Come to find out, after about the 15th time, I bumped it and realized that it was one of those boxes, those iron boxes that you just push the buttons, and then you take and you push the little knob and it unfolds.
Yeah, it opens up. Got that.
I hear the whole time I thought it was electronic or something, and I'm like sitting here. And I'm like, I felt like such a moron. But yeah, it was kind of funny after that. But that's not the best part of that whole thing, because once we get inside, it's kind of small. It's got an upstairs loft, and then it's got, you know, a downstairs little couch, little deck doors, and then small kitchen. And this, so it was nice and cozy, you know. And ended up, I think we were up probably up that night. I think we just kind of hung out downstairs. And then later on, you know, we went out and we did things, you know, went, you know, to get some food and this and that. And then in the afternoon.
Sure you did, Jay.
No. So we came back.
It's what I would have been doing.
And we went and we were tired.
Hey, Kelly.
Shut up. No. I don't do that.
Glug, glug, glug.
So,
wait, what is that? Afternoon. Is that a mattress squeaking, Jay?
Yes.
Went out to eat.
Yeah. No. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Jay.
When did you have to eat?
Yeah, Jay.
It wasn't even like that.
Was it a pie sign?
Got it.
Look at Jay. He's blushing.
I know he is. He totally is.
Shut up.
Thank you, David.
You guys suck.
Yeah, we do.
Oh my god!
make sure that you put the explicit on this show.
They're on everyone.
They need to be.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm
so
sorry.
Let me get back to my story, you jackasses. Okay, so we were gonna take a nap, and we went upstairs to the loft. Shut up! We went upstairs to the loft. The loft is really small. And it's got one, like a log bed, and then it's got a small table on each side, and then like a rocking chair on the other side with a small
dresser. Sounds like an adventure to me.
Wait, I'm getting to the best part of this, and shut up.
All right, Kelly, give him his due.
Okay.
He's laughing because he knows exactly what you're talking about, Kelly.
I know. I know.
No, we did that weekend.
To laugh.
No.
Stop. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
You were napping.
Yeah, you were napping.
Okay. So during my nap, I woke up to a gentleman sitting in the rocking chair next to me wearing like logger outfit, you know, suspenders, the flannel, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
He was an old nice guy. And he was pissed and he was pointing right at me, and I couldn't understand what he was saying, but he was cussing me out. And after seeing that.
Was it like jumbled language? Could you understand it, Jay? It was
silent. I could not hear with my own ears.
Okay.
He was, I know that he was yelling. But for some reason, my brain did not transfer that noise.
Okay. But
the visual was completely there. And that was the first time that I passed out from being scared.
Oh wow. Okay.
Passed out. When I fell back down, and then like, it felt like 5-10 minutes later, she woke me up saying what is going on, because of the fact that she could feel my heartbeat so fast and so hard that it woke her up.
Oh geez.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So she was like petting on me, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?" And then I had to catch my breath, and then once I came to, then I was able to calm down. But I said, "Okay, I'm not staying up here, you know."
Yeah.
And then we went downstairs. And then, you know, we would hang out down there. We were only there for another day, but I wouldn't go back upstairs. And then after that, we went to another place.
Well, that kind of ruins the party, doesn't it?
Yeah. We went to another, like a cabin type, but it was like a hotel type place. But sure, it was all, sure, you know, and it was, it was really nice and, you know, this and that. And when we were laying in bed, just hanging out, and we had the lights off, there was a shadow figure at the end of the bed that just stood there and stared and stood and stared. And yeah, it was, it was, yeah. So, and then,
no,
and then
after,
nope, no,
thank
you.
And then after that, you know, the next day, this was kind of normal for me, but the whole thing with the guy sitting in the chairs scaring the crap out of me, that really took me for a loop. But we went to downtown in this small town, was an old Wild West town, mm-hmm, up way up in the mountains. And we go to eat at this place that used to be a jail. And the table that we were put at was right next to these iron bars that used to be one of the jail cell doors.
All right, you had things that come in through the jail. Yep, things coming through the bars.
So I could not focus. I was trying to talk to my friend, and I kept like
your travel partner.
This static, you know, this static energy was right next to me, and so, I kept getting the chills.
Like,
and
what was like the hair like standing up on your arms?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's awesome, mm-hmm, though. That's so cool.
That is such neat energy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So yeah, it was.
What's number two, Jay?
Oh my gosh.
He's looking. Where?
Did he make a list?
Did you make a list, Jay? You didn't even know.
No.
He's making a list when I was drudging on
places that I've been to.
Sure. Like what's
yeah, it's gotta be the ones that you've gone to.
Yeah, what's your top
five? Okay. What's your top five?
Like you've been, not of what everybody says is in the country.
What have you experienced? Yeah.
So Whaley, give us the list. House? Yeah, give us
the Whaley House.
The Whaley
in
House
in San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What's number three?
Oh, Jay's frozen.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
The Whaley House just said no Whaley more House for you.
I've never even been to the Whaley House, and I was, you know, in there.
I know.
I did start a bar fight down there. My Navy buddy got me out of there before involved, though.
So is that in the old Gaslight District of San Diego?
I think it
is. Like the bar scene where all the cruise ships go in. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it, Kelly. Jay will be back soon.
Jay will be back soon.
Yeah. So Kelly, what about you? What's your name? Right. Because Jay said first one was the hotel. The second one was the Whaley House. What is your number one?
My number one, I'm going to have to say that my number one right off the bat, and God, I hope this is still be, yeah, it is. Okay. So
yeah, we're good.
My number one is the Randolph County Infirmary.
And where's that?
That is up in Randolph County, Indiana, just outside of Winchester, Indiana.
Okay.
And it's where I was last year during Halloween. I got a call from a group. They said, hey, come hunting with us. We're going to do the Randolph. And I'm like, sure. What the hell? I've never been out on Halloween ever.
Okay.
And it was like Halloween, full moon. Yeah, I'm there. No problem.
How was it different from your other investigations? Because I've never investigated on Halloween either, but was it just different for you? How did you feel different? Because you have more abilities than I do.
It wasn't. I was thinking that there would be this major difference in the energy because of the day and the, you know, the veil's getting ready to lift and the full moon. And it wasn't. There wasn't anything different about it, except that we had Halloweeners that stopped by that we had to you know, give candy to.
Okay.
But yeah, we went in and I had no expectations when I went in. I'm okay. Like, oh, I'm just at another location. No big deal. Whatever the hell's going on. Mm-hmm. And we went in and we spent a lot of time investigating. We got some really great stuff up in the attic. We had one of the Lucid headphones where you can hear what's going on.
Sure. Sure.
That's the low stuff. They're kind of like shooting muffs, but if you turn them up, you can hear things that normal people can't hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had a complete exchange with three entities that were up in the attic and they were responding with whistles, but the whistles could only be heard by the person underneath the Lucids. So we would ask the questions and my cohort up there would hear the responses. Mm-hmm. So we had a really great exchange with three females up there. And then we kind of hung around and did this, did that. And then we went down in the basement probably around 2-ish in the morning. And I'd had the thermal camera with me for the first time. And didn't know how to use it properly. And I'm down there reading things. And I see this. I'm shooting down the hallway just past the room that's called the scrying room because it's filled with mirrors.
Okay.
And I'm shooting past that room. Yeah. And I see this black column in the middle of the screen of the thermal cam. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it and I'm watching it. I'm like, that's just not right. And then all of a sudden, it splits.
Jeez.
And I'm like, oh, this isn't right.
That's so scary.
So it splits and then it turns white. Oh, so both sides are now white and they are still moving and they are still transforming. And by the time they were done, there was somebody going down the hallway going, there's nothing here, Cal. There is absolutely nothing here visible to the eye. And uh-huh. I had people standing behind me looking at the screen. They yeah. saw everything with me.
Yeah.
And he says, there's nothing here, Cal. There is nothing here. And by the time it got done transforming, mm-hmm. it looked like two investigators with a flashlight standing at the end of the hall.
It was mimicking
right by that flipping scrying room. I'm going back. Well, I am going just back go, on May 20th.
Don't go in that room again, please.
Oh, no, I'm going in. Oh, I'm man. Going in. Nope, I'm
you are so powerful. And I'm
going to get that sucker out of there.
I can't do rooms with mirrors. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I don't mind mirrors. I really, you know, all these things that scare people, it doesn't bother me one bit. It's like the energy just moves through me or whatever.
I just feel like with mirrors for myself, it's just really an uncomfortable feeling. And maybe it's because I don't know how to scry, or I feel like maybe scrying is really opening something up and I don't want to open up myself to that.
Yeah. Right. So,
yeah.
Well, the only time that I did not like to have mirrors around me was a hotel room in Indianapolis. And they
is this
had
number two?
Wall. No.
What is number
they
two?
Had an entire wall of mirrors. And I end up covering some of them so that they wouldn't reflect into others.
Sure,
it's like,
sure.
You're not going to do me.
What's number two?
Number two is the Hotel Ledger okay. in Mokelumne Hill, California.
Okay.
And that I will be going back there at some point because I'm going after that damn doppelganger.
you saw
what's his name? Zach Baggins.
Yeah.
Saw the doppelganger and did not chase it down.
Okay.
I saw the doppelganger. It was imitating one of the people that I was with.
Okay.
Not who I'd known for a very long time. And I'm looking at that going, that's not my person, and ran up to the room. And here the person is laying in bed gray, feeling sick, feeling ill, feeling awful. I had to call somebody to get me out of that one.
That one was above my
pay grade at that point.
Did the person see the doppelganger of themselves?
They did not. Okay. No, they didn't even know about it until after I told them.
Jeez and rice. That is so
scary.
And
it was dead on. That doppelganger was absolutely dead on.
Were you talking to it?
No, I saw it from across the room and it looked at me dead in the eyes. And I went, this isn't right. And tried to get it right.
Jay, but... can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, there, Jay. There you are.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jay.
I keep getting booted off. And
you did. It's okay. Because we're still recording. Hotel Stanley. I know.
We're still recording. It's all okay, good, man.
Good.
So my first was Randolph County Asylum.
So are you still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Kelly had that, and then she saw a doppelganger at what was the
Hotel Ledger.
Hotel Ledger.
I call it Ledger because it's
French. It's French. Like French fries and French dressing and French bread.
And then number three for me is the Washout Club in Virginia City.
Oh, okay.
That is one of the places I really want to go to.
That one was. What was where it
like?
Saw...
Like, what was it like? Because it's so well known, and I know so many people who have like been there, and they're like, "Dude, you gotta go."
That was the location where I saw three pennies materialize out of thin air and get thrown across the room.
Nice.
That's so crazy. What?
Yeah. Thrown. I mean, materialize. It's like you see them hanging in air for just a few moments and then they get thrown across. It's just like one of the movies. They get materialized out of thin air and then they get thrown across the room.
I'm just going to put in my 2 cents or 3 cents.
Great job, Jay.
And I turned around thinking the people behind me had cameras going because we went to go test it out because it happened before. And we went to go have it happen again. And it happened a second time. And I turned around and nobody had a camera going.
Of course.
Nobody.
Of course.
So we have a picture of the pennies. We don't have a picture of it happening.
Didn't Buffalo Bill get shot there? Is that where he got shot?
No, I don't think so. No,
who got shot there?
No, that was
Buffalo
that was,
Bill.
That was
Buffalo
this...
Bill or Wild Bill?
I think Wild Bill Cody.
Wild Bill?
No, I'm pretty sure, because this was for the Silver Kings. The Silver Kings of Virginia City basically owned that joint. And the first floor was regular old everyday business. And then second and third floor were.
Didn't somebody get shot there?
Gentlemen's Club.
I thought somebody got shot there. I'm not sure. Sorry.
No, I don't know.
I'm wrong. Everybody else is right.
I could go grab my Virginia City book and
see if anybody
did.
That's okay. Jay,
but my fourth one on the list is Octagon Hall.
Oh, good Kentucky. One. Yeah.
And good one. That one got raised in the list because of our last investigation. We have a new member on our staff that we were not aware is as sensitive as she is.
Okay.
She basically was up in the children's room, looked down in the bassinet, saw a dead baby, and proceeded to lose time for about 10 minutes. So, she didn't remember anything from the time she saw the baby until she woke up out on the front lawn.
Aliens?
Don't know. Possibility? But it definitely got me, it raised that property for me.
Okay.
And then the last one that I have is a private location that I really would love to get back into.
Do not say the name.
I won't say the name, but it is off the charts when it comes to paranormal activity. And it has so many different things going on. It's got an elemental, it's got a residual, and it's got an intelligent.
Is the family okay?
Everybody's cool with it, but one of my first time investigators when we went down there turned and looked to go walk down something, and there was a full bodied apparition standing right in front of him.
Jay, what's your number three?
What's my number three?
What's your number three?
That I've been to or that I want to go to?
No, been well, to. That you've been to.
The country club.
Oh yeah.
You know, what about the hotel that you used to broadcast from? That was a pretty good place.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, that's yeah. The Maxwell Mansion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. In Lake
Geneva. Right. Yeah. That's the one where you were interviewing me with Christy on OHL.
Yeah. And we were seeing stuff behind you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And you were, and then Christy was getting sick.
Yep.
And then, because the gentleman there does not like women very much.
Yeah. Doesn't like women.
Oh.
And so after I got done off of that show, I did an EB, and I said in the EBP, what the hell's that? Why did you do that? And then immediately after that, I got gibberish. I got a response, but I don't know what it was. I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That place, like, I know you interviewed me from there and I interviewed you from there. And there was always something going on, And it was usually over your left hand, your left hand shoulder of right where that door was, and just something right there. It was really, really kind of eerie. That whole interview was kind of eerie. Christy was the interview. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a good interview, but it was just really weird.
Shameless plug. You can go watch it on Paraflix if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to find that. I didn't know that David interviewed you.
Of course I did.
David, you've not interviewed me.
I have not interviewed both of you yet. Don't worry. No. Things are in the works.
Hey, I like it. Relax. I like it.
David, OHL was the first show I booked for Studio 6 Paranormal Podcast.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Cheers, Jay. Water.
When I asked him, first time he said yeah, and I thought, wow, okay, cool.
You've made it.
So yeah. Yeah. So,
and it's developed into a beautiful friendship.
Yeah,
it really has.
Well, look, Jay, look, we're working together now and we're having fun.
We're having a blast.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where are we? I mean, what does it mean with all these haunted locations? I mean, what draws us to them?
Well,
for me, when it comes to drawing me to the intent, it's like, is it something that gets my attention? Is it something that is out of the normal, which is paranormal? But it's like, is it something that makes my intelligence fizz? Is the only way
Do you like to go in? Do you like to go in knowing about the place, Kelly? Okay.
No.
And is that the same with you, Jay?
I told my team this year. Nor do I. Yeah, I told my team this year that I am not researching any properties, and if they do research the properties, not to tell me, because this is the year that I want to go in raw without any intervention.
And it's also working with some people and just of what they know, knowing more than myself of knowing that the veil is thin right now. It's the age of Aquarius.
Right.
The veil is super thin, so there's things coming through, things going back through, things that you're going to see that you don't normally see, things that are going to go back through. It's very, very confusing sometimes to like people like myself. So I'm a talk show host, a podcaster, and an investigator. I know nothing about like the witchy side of things or the psychic side of things, and that's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's totally fine.
I'm a jack of all trades, master of none,
Right.
You know, I know a certain bunch, like about this, about that, about the other thing. But you know, when you get together with people who have those skills and are seeing what's going on and just what's going on, I think the activity, especially within, kind of like the last half of last year and the beginning of this year, it's been really, really, really active, like really active. And it's amazing to me because then people are like, oh my gosh, look, it's just like we're on a ghost show. Things are happening all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, hold on, let me move this this tree light thing. Oh, look, see, that one was going all the time. Now this one's going all the time. So let's get a meter down here. Well, that's not there. Right. But then something else happens. There'll be a bang somewhere or something like that. And you know, and of course it could be the building settled, but when the building's been there since the 1880s, I think the building has been settled already. I think it's
pretty well, pretty well settled you know, already. Yeah, so. I'm looking forward to getting in a location where you start hearing things a lot, because the locations that I've been in have not really been that active when it comes to sound. Sure. It has been more active when it comes to feeling, and mm-hmm. I would love to be in a place where you heard and saw and... Yeah, I tantalize my other senses.
It is so crazy when things like that happen, and just like I said with Haunted Hill House, when I heard that bang, because it wasn't a light bang, it wasn't like knock 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 knock, it was bam, yeah, and everybody was just like, what the schmack is going on? And I'm running outside to make sure that the kids, like I said, the kids aren't doing anything. There's nobody's nothing out there. Going upstairs, everybody's going crazy. Joseph, the hearing impaired guy, is going, oh my God, I felt this against the wall. You know, yeah.
See,
you know?
I want to go back to that. I do want to at some point, and if there's any teams out there that would love to have me on board, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'd accept in a second if I'm available. I would love to investigate with deaf people.
Yeah.
Because
the senses he had were incredible.
They are amazing.
He was amazing. He was amazing during that during that thing. Jay, what was your scariest moment at any of those places?
Oh my gosh.
What made you turn around? Jay, I'm 6'7", 275. Okay. There's not a lot of things that are physical that make me turn around and run. But hearing things rush at you that you can't see, right? Or hearing bangs like that is very scary. And I'm not ashamed to say adios. I'm gone. You know,
I've had quite a few over the years, but it's kind of, it didn't scare me like that. It was just, I don't know. I mean, it just, except for when I saw that minor guy that sitting in that chair, that scared the shit out of me. Literally. Sure. I mean, I was just like, I got to check my drawers after that. Seriously, because my heart was racing so fast and so hard when I finally came to.
Okay.
You know, but that was probably one of the only other times that I know that I lived in my house that I lived in when I was in high school down here in Lake Geneva. I've heard, I've seen, except there was one time when I was in the bedroom upstairs. I was still in high school and I kept hearing in my head, get out of my room, get out of my room, get out of my room. And it was just the fact that I got this whole, that was the only time, but I was 17 years old I ran down the stairs, and right after me were little sounds of feet behind me.
Okay.
And that's, and I little went down
or big?
The stairs.
Little or big?
It's hard. Little? It was hard to tell because I was running. Yeah.
Poggywogs, little gremlins.
Yeah.
Something.
But what was weird was at the bottom of the stairs in the room right there, there's an old couch, and that's where I stayed. I didn't go back upstairs. I had shut everything off, took my blankets, went downstairs. At 3 o'clock, I woke up, I got back upstairs, and went in my bed. And at 3 o'clock, for me, everything stopped. But usually they say that's the witching hour.
Yeah, that's when everything starts to happen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. For me, that's when I felt the safest that I could go back upstairs.
Wow.
You're part of the veil. I mean, you have some really great abilities, and Kelly does too. Yeah. So so it's usually you guys go, oh, hi everyone, and I'm going, I'm going home now.
I'm out.
Deal with this. I'm out.
I gotta go check my drawers. Thanks.
But David, bye. David, it's only 2:30, 2:45. No. I know what's gonna happen.
I gotta go. call me.
I gotta go.
You know, I don't get any experience at 3 o'clock either. I mean, 3 to 4, I don't get any experience, but except when I'm sleeping.
Well, because they know who you are, Kelly, and they know who you are, Jay. They know. They don't know me. Like I said, I'm just a lowly talk show host, and I don't know anything.
Right. There are times where I'll wake up like a half hour before 3. I mean, there were times where I did that for a long time where it was like 2:22, 2:30. You know, and they're 2:32.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up and then I would, you know, go back to bed. It's just really, really weird. I mean, I don't know how to describe
it. I just tell my name, social security number and rank. And get out of
there. So. I'm just a lowly paranormal investigator.
I don't know anything. My name, David Taylor, blah, 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 blah. Lieutenant Colonel.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I've got to wrap it up and stuff like that. So, Jay, what do you got going on?
Really not much. Just getting back to work and.
Okay. I'm good.
You know, working at the country club and, you know, hanging out with the spirits that are there.
Making potato salad.
I know.
Potato salad. Yep.
I was salivating all day long.
Potato salad. Oh,
I love potato salad.
Sounds so delicious.
Also, want to make an announcement that.
Well, do we have to do the drum? You made. That's right. Who, me?
That I'm being part of.
Hold on. I'll do it. I'd like to announce that that K2 Paranormal Research has partnered with JD Hill for him to be our remote viewer and our mentor for our sensitives and mediums on our group, because I have I use my gifts for myself. I don't put them out there
publicly.
That's
so awesome.
And so I can't mentor my sensitives and I can't mentor my mediums because I don't do that, but Jay does. So Jay's coming on board, and tomorrow night we're going to have our first walkthrough with one of our sensitives. She's the only one that's going to be on the crew tomorrow night, and they're going to keep everything that they talk about private and secure, and we're not going to find out about it until the debrief.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah. I mean, this is just something that I do. You know, I mean, I pretty much had gotten rid of most of all my paranormal equipment. I don't really do investigatives anymore. I'm kind of out of the whole drama and the paranormal rat race type thing. So being more of an advisory role for K2 Paranormal and
collaborations
with our small circle that we have, which Dave is also included, you know, so
thank you.
So it's just basically kind of keeping things a little bit more simple. I'm getting into my busy season at work. I won't be as readily available, but I still will have certain things going on, and people who want to get a hold of me have questions about what I do. And if you want to collaborate, then you can send an email to spiritualrealms0101@gmail.com.
Nice.
And, you know, other than that, you can find us on Studio 6 Media Productions on Facebook and on Twitter X. And then you can find us on TikTok, you know. So, contact me and we'll see what we can do. And if we want to collaborate, then that's great. But other than that, I'm just keeping it on a low profile and kind of just doing what I got to do.
Good deal.
And doing this show, of course.
Yeah. Well, this is
fun. This is my favorite show.
I love doing this. It's so much fun.
This is so much fun.
This is the only podcast that I listen to in my car.
Me too.
I've done a couple other podcasts, you know, and I can't listen to my old one. I laugh out loud when I listen to this.
After
we replay it, after we listen to it. Yeah, I know. It's just like there's certain things that you miss, and it's just like, oh my gosh, that was funny.
I know. It's crazy. I've got
especially when I am the brunt of majority.
It is, Jay. It's you tee it up, my friend. You tee it up, though. You tee it up. And it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. Yeah.
So I've got a new episode coming out on Paraflix this Wednesday. It's Bill Slavin, who is the Southeast director of the Warren Legacy Foundation, nice. With a guest host. I have Connie Koning. She'll be on there. That'll be this Wednesday coming up. That's exclusively on Paraflix. So please go to paraflix.com or check out the application. You can use OHL 20 or 25 to get 25% off of an annual, and that's the yearly subscription. And that's $30 a year or $4 a month if you want to. Then I'll be leaving Wednesday. I will be in Arkansas. It is going to be an incredible drive. I have to leave Wednesday, get to
maybe it should go by Tennessee.
Hi. My goal is to get past Memphis. That first night.
Stay out of the projects.
That's what I heard. So
I rode through there on the bike last summer, and it's like, nope.
Yeah, not doing it again. I'm just gonna hammer it through there. So I will be in Arkansas the 22nd and 23rd. We'll be back in town Monday, and then next month is my busy month. I'll be in Philly the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Then I'll be in Lofton, Pennsylvania on the 13th. And that's a Saturday the 13th, not a Friday the 13th. And then the 19th, I'll be at Green Cannery Poor Farm in Waynesburg, PA. And then at the Clifton Theater on the 20th in Huntington, PA. So I've got a pretty busy schedule and trying to record everything like that, but I really enjoy doing this and always make time for it. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you too.
I've got more too.
Okay, go on.
I have good. More than just connecting with Jay next week or this tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's see. As of the 20th of April, I will be in West Point at the Haunting at Fort Duffield. We're going to have a cookout, and we're going to talk about Bigfoot and see if we can find him. I love Bigfoot is my first love.
At a fort?
At Fort Duffield. Yeah.
Is it Forrest on there?
With Pac-Man Paranormal.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, with Ernie and Denise.
Ernie and Denise. Yeah, exactly.
Please give them a big hug for me. Please.
I absolutely will. Yeah, I love hugging both of them. It's so much fun.
They're incredible.
And then on the 27th, I'm at the Gaines House in Gainesboro, Tennessee with a crew. And then the 4th, we take on a private location, which is dead center on so many different historical events, including Stones River Battlefield and the Trail of Tears. this business has some really crazy activity. That
business is about to pick up there.
We're going to have so much fun.
Sure.
And then on the 4th of May, that's the 4th of May. Then on the 11th of May, I am at the
You're going haunted, into May?
Jeez, I'm going into May.
I think haunted, we might have a show before May.
Haunted South Haunted Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
Love OHPS as well. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, my first time. I can't.
You're gonna love it. You are going to love it.
Taking about four or five of my crew with me. So
you're gonna love it.
We're gonna have a blast.
Yeah,
we are gonna have a blast.
It's a really good place. And Ronnie does a really good job of really kind of keeping it where it needs to be. It's just one of those places, like if you're an investigator, if you can ever get there, it's just one of those really good places.
I'm going to love seeing Ronnie again. I'm going to love taking my crew there because they've not been there either. It's going to be really nice.
Get the name of the restaurant that we went to, but there's a restaurant that's on top of the hill. I forget. The hotel we stayed in was right off the freeway. I think it was like a Comfort Inn. There was like a Waffle House and whatever. Old Pittsburgh was, I think, like 15, 20 minutes away. But there was like everybody. I was with my buddy Josh and Christine. Like, let's just go to Waffle House. Like, you know what? I need a good meal. We can do Waffle House in the morning. It's okay when we're coming back. Mm-hmm. And there's a place that we went to. It was like on top of the hill. It was just like this really, really nice place. It was a little pricey, but oh my God, the food was so great. I loved it. Nice. Just overlooking the valley, like you could see all the mountains. It was just really beautiful. Sometimes you got to take in the gloriousness of your surroundings also. Well, not just
yeah, it's all about where we stay and where you eat. And I mean, that's what the paranormal
I'll try to find does. It. I'll try to find it for you. I'll try to find it for you, Kel, and let you know.
That'd be great.
You
know, that'd be awesome. Like that.
All right, guys. Well,
all right.
I love you. I love each and every one of you. You're incredible. I love everybody who listens. Thank you for listening. Jay, thank you, buddy.
Thanks for everybody tuning in.
You're awesome.
Thank you, David. We will see you on our next episode, which is Kelly's turn.
See you on the road. I know. Bye. Kelly's turn. See you down the road.
Turn. All right. Bye, everybody. Pastor
Matt. This show is brought to you in part by Studio 6 Media Productions.
Great job.